Oh, it's great to be in God's house tonight, isn't it? Appreciate what I feel in my soul. And just feel like getting into the Word of the Lord here tonight. You can be turning to the book of Genesis. And just want to say I appreciate everything that's been done for us. And all the food and the fellowship. And, amen, folks bringing in food. And appreciate fellowship with your pastor, Brother Ralston. And just treated us so good. There's something to hospitality in the South, that's for sure. And just appreciate the kindness of this church and the warm welcome we've received. And most of all, appreciate the way the Lord's moved. Amen. And the response of the church and just pushing in the spirit of revival that's here. It's evident. Amen. Praise God that the Lord is in our midst. I have something I feel like I need to preach tonight. Genesis chapter 50, if you would please. And thank you for the place to stay and the offering and just everything. It's been so wonderful. Appreciate everything so much. And our kids have had just a wonderful time and just enjoying ourselves here at Savannah. And just appreciate the friendships here. Praise God. I'd like to see the Lord help us here in these altars tonight. I believe He wants to. Amen. I believe He has something for us here tonight. Genesis chapter 50, verse 22, if you have it, say amen. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you. Boy, he said that twice, didn't he? And ye shall carry up my bones from hence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Amen. Verse 24, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to preach tonight, new vision of an old dream. I want to talk about deathbed dreamers tonight. Amen. If the Lord be in my help, I need the Lord to help me. Would you stretch your hand toward heaven? Ask God to anoint His Word here tonight in my mouth. Thank you, Lord, for Your Word, Your anointed Word. As we approach Your sacred desk in Your Word, God, I pray that You would open up Your Word to us, give us understanding of Thy truth. God, we pray that Your anointing would destroy the yoke in this place and let Your will be accomplished in hearts and lives. God, I thank You, Lord, for what we feel, the liberty and the Holy Ghost. God, I pray that You would accomplish Your will in your hearts and lives of each and every one under the sound of my voice. God, I pray that Your anointing would be present. Lord, help me to just get out of the way and yield to You and let You preach to us. And let Your will be done in these altars in the name of Jesus Christ. And somebody shout amen. You may be seated here tonight in the presence of the Lord. Thank You for standing for His Word. Amen. We see here a man that God had been faithful to, don't we? Amen. A man that God had given dreams to at a young age. And we know the story of Joseph. We know the life that he lived. Amen. Many times he's one of the favored characters in the Old Testament. We see his faithfulness. We see his dedication, his devotion, his consistency, how God brought him through all the trials and the rough times of life. And he held on to that dream that God gave him. Amen. He held true to it and he believed in it. He believed God and he had faith to persevere. And God was faithful to him because he was faithful to God. Amen. Praise God. And his faith in God, amen, wrought such great salvation for the nation of Israel and for the world at that time. God preserved life through Joseph. Amen. Because of the dream that he had. Amen. You can see the dreams that came to pass in this man's life and all that God accomplished and all that he had done. And then we come to the closing chapter of his life and it's talking about his grandbabies on his knees and, amen, just the golden years. Amen. Praise God, the precious time of life, that last chapter of life where he's got his family around him and his grandchildren, his children. And, amen. He's lived a rich life in the presence of God and the promises of God. Amen. But there's something that I love best about Joseph. Yes, I love his integrity. I love his faithfulness. Amen. I love his consistency. But there's something that I just love about Joseph. He never, ever stopped dreaming. Oh, hallelujah. Something about this man. He was never satisfied. Amen. He never stopped dreaming. The dream was just as real and just as alive on his deathbed as it was when he was a young man. Amen. Catching visions and seeing dreams of salvation and hope. And amen. All that God did. Amen. There's something about Joseph. He refused to stop dreaming. Amen. Now listen, I preach a lot to young folks and young couples and amen, even some middle-aged. But tonight here for a few minutes, I'd like to reach out to the elder group of the church. Amen. Praise God. I love elders. Amen. I love elders. You know, you can see it when you travel and you preach and you go from church to church. And amen, you can witness to the fact, amen, that you show me a church that has a strong core of young people. Amen. I'll show you a church that has a strong core of elders. You show me a church that has a strong core of consistent young marrieds. Amen. And somewhere in the mix, there's a great group of elders. You show a church, amen, that's been faithful and consistent to establish truth in a community for decades. And I'll show you a church, amen, that has a core of elder people. Those gray-headed, white-headed folks, amen, that through the blood, sweat, and tears of life, they've paid the price. They've been faithful, and they've brought us to we are where we are right now. Amen. I say thank God for the elders. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Thank God for those. Amen. That kept the lights on. That paid the bills. That prayed revival in. Thank God for those. For their dedication and their devotion. And their consistency year after year. Hallelujah. Amen. And you can see a strong church. You see a church with young folks and life and young marrieds and couples and middle age, just strength there. Amen. And it's because, amen, there's a dream. Amen. There's a group of dreamers somewhere in that church that never stopped dreaming. They believe God for the impossible. And then when he did the impossible, they believed him for more. Amen. I say thank God. Amen. For somebody that believes that God has more yet to come. Amen. Praise God. You see, all through the Bible, amen, there were men who used of God, women who were used of God, amen, and many of them have one thing in common. It was their elder years, their old age. Amen. I thank God for young people. I thank God for the strength and the zeal of youth. Amen. But thank God for the wisdom and experience of the elders. Hallelujah. Amen. You see Joseph, amen, here on his deathbed where he had received this dream, amen, from the previous generation. You can flip back a few chapters, amen, and it was on Jacob's deathbed that he was speaking some things to Joseph and those boys that were gathered around him. He was speaking hope. He was speaking life. He was speaking a visitation, and something about that went a long way with Joseph. And when it came his turn, amen, to pass the torch, if you please, to the next generation, he didn't look at those boys and say, well, God's been faithful, God's done some great things, but I don't know about the day and hour in which you guys are living in. It seems like it's a lot worse here in Egypt than I ever had it. That's not what I hear Joseph say. He said, God did some great things in my day, but boy, you just wait. Amen. The best is yet to come. I'm dying, but God's gonna visit you. Surely God's going to give you a visitation for the future. Woo! Thank God for somebody that'll look in the face. Amen. The zeal of youth. Amen. He looked in the eyes of those youthful faces full of zeal, strength, and vigor. And instead of crushing their spirits and shattering their dreams, he gave them hope for a future visitation. He said, I die, and God's going to visit you. Amen. Hallelujah. I may be moving off the scene. I may can't do what I used to. Amen. I may can't be what I used to be. Amen. But I can tell you one thing. I can stick some hope in some young person's heart. Amen. To say God's got greater things than you ever imagined. Amen. God has a visitation for this generation. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for somebody that'll sick a young generation on and say, go get them, boys. The best days of the church are yet to come. You know what I see? When I see young folks up on this platform singing the songs of Zion, when I see them praying in the altars, you know what I've witnessed right here? Hallelujah. Amen. There's a group of elders that's sticking them on, saying, go get them. The best is yet to come. Woo! Thank God for the deathbed dreamers. I don't say that irreverently. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Amen. But people in the golden years of their life who don't lose sight of the fact that there are better days ahead. Now, on the contrary, I have, and you have too, heard people say the days of revival are over. The tent revival of the 50s and 60s was the heyday. Come on now. You ever heard that? You talk about killing the vision of young men. You look at them and tell them, the best days are behind us. Well, you're taking the wind out of their sails. You talk about killing the hope of the church of tomorrow. Amen. The leaders of tomorrow, church of today. You talk about taking the wind out of their sails, letting the air out of their balloon. You just tell them, well, the best days are behind us. We got nothing but tears and sorrow ahead of us. Amen. But that's not what Joseph said. He said, God's been faithful. God's done some wonderful things in my life. But boys, I'm going to tell you, the best is yet to come. God's got even greater. Greater things ahead. He's got even greater things planned for you. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Now listen. Amen. I tell you, I'll be honest. It seems like consistently across the board, the most faithful, most accountable, most consistent group of people in the church is the elders. Come on now. They're the first ones there to church. Is that how it is around here sometimes? First ones to revival. First ones to church. First ones there. Faithful. Careful not to miss. Hey man, careful to be at every service and faithful. Hey man, it's just what they've done for years. It's their life. It's their world. Thank God for that. Woo! Somebody ought to shout amen. Thank God for the fact, amen, that there are somebody who's been coming to this church for 50 years, but every time the doors are open, they're still here. You know what that tells me? There's still a dream in their heart, amen, that the best thing are yet to come around these altars, in these pews. The best days are ahead. Thank God for somebody that'll be consistent and faithful, amen, and I guarantee you, amen, they've got more aches and pains than we do. I realize it's hard to get kids ready and take them to church as young couples and young families. I realize that, but it's a lot harder to get ready when you got arthritis. Come on now. When you got all the problems that come upon a body in the elder years, it's a lot harder for that elder group. But you know what? They're more consistent. They're more faithful. They're more dedicated to their devotion. Most of the time, they're better altar workers. Come on now. They'll get in and they'll stay in there for hours tears running down their face, praying for young folks. Amen. I'm talking about deathbed dreamers tonight. Amen. When they should be, it seemed like they should be saying, well, God's been good to me. I'm just going to coast a while. I'm just going to sit back and ride it easy. But that's not what I see from Joseph. And that's not what I see from some elders around this place tonight. Amen. There's a dream within their heart to keep on digging, keep on driving, keep on pushing. The best things are out in front of us. Let's go get them. I said, let's go get them. There's a visitation coming. I said, surely God will visit you. Woo! Hallelujah. I remember hearing Brother Billy Ray Hudson tell about his daddy. 90 years old. His body eat up with cancer. He was in the hospital. And he was hard to deal with in the sense that every nurse, every doctor, every person that entered that hospital room, he was working them over. Telling them about Jesus. Being a witness. Hey man, everybody, I mean, he's seen it as an opportunity. I'm never going to see these people again. Praise God. 90 years old, eating up with cancer. I remember Brother Hudson saying, hey man, he got to be such a nuisance that they were glad when the Lord touched him. Amen. And he was able to go home. Amen. But they wrote, amen, on his chart, very religious. Hallelujah. That's what they named him. There's something about that guy. He just won't leave us alone. I'm talking about somebody that never quits. The dream never dies. For a revival, for a visitation, for a move of God. They're always dreaming, always pushing, always stretching for revival. Hallelujah. What about it, John the Revelator? You've seen a lot. God's been good to you. You've seen the promises of God. You walk with Jesus. You've seen the miracles firsthand. Now, hey man, on that other side of life, you're banished to the Isle of Patmos. Hey man, but he got in the Spirit, didn't he? Woo! Hallelujah. Saw things. Hey man, he was still dreaming. Praise God. Got glimpses of things. Hey man, what about David? David did a lot of great things. We preach about David and Goliath. Amen. Preach about him killing the lion and the bear. Amen. Him, Saul slain his thousands. David his 10,000s and all. Amen. The great valor of David's youth. But you know the greatest dream that David ever dreamed? Amen. Was on his deathbed when he said, I want to build him a house. I want to build a temple for the Most High God. He caught a vision. Amen. For provision. God said, you're a bloody man. You're not going to see it, David. Amen. But what did David do? He didn't get upset. He didn't get bitter. He didn't say, I'm not going to get to see it all come to pass. So I'm just going to go home and sit and die. Woo! Man, I feel like preaching tonight. Can you imagine? The desire of his heart to build God a house. Hey, man, he's done a lot of things. Accomplished a lot of things. But that dream, that burning desire. And God says, you're not going to see it. This is what separates the men from the boys. I'm not going to get to build it, but I can make it easier for the next generation to build it. What's he start doing? Laying up silver, gold in abundance without measure, precious stone and material, all these things. He gets a vision for provision for the next generation. I'm not going to see all these plans come to fruition. I'm not going to see all that God's put within my heart. It's going to be another man, hallelujah, that reaps from the fruit of my labor. But I'm going to keep working anyway. I'm going to keep preparing because I believe that God's going to visit us. I believe that God's gonna move. Woo! The list goes on and on. Amen. Zechariah and Elizabeth in their elder years. Hallelujah. The Lord remembered them. Zechariah's name means when God remembers. in their elder years, God remembered a promise. God spoke to them. Zechariah was faithful in the temple where he was supposed to be. And here come the angel talking to him. Isn't that how it worked? What if he laid out that day? What if he said, I'm hurting too bad? Come on now. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the dedication. Amen. He got a visitation. Amen. And look what happened. Amen. John the Baptist. Jesus said, no greater man born a woman than John the Baptist. The promise that came there. What about Simeon in the temple that day? Faithful to come to the house of God. Amen. He said, now, amen, my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord. He's seen that Christ child, the one he'd been looking for his whole life. He just wouldn't stop dreaming. What about it, Caleb? I'm as strong today as I was 40 years old. Give me this mountain. I'm ready to take on the giants because the dream has never died. Woo! Hey, don't stop dreaming. Don't stop dreaming. Somebody's life depends on it. Somebody's possession depends on it. Somebody's inheritance depends. Don't stop dreaming, Caleb. Lead those boys into the march. There's giants to be taken down. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Don't stop dreaming. Amen. There's a young generation coming on. Amen. Keep on plowing. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. God's going to visit us. Lift your hands and give God glory here tonight. Faithful in their elder years. Faithful. The psalmist said in Psalm 92:14, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. You got a purpose. Woo! God's planted you right where you are. And the influence, oh, hallelujah, of those old oak trees, the strength that they supply to the forest, the strength of that planting, come on now. They give strength to those saplings, don't they? Amen. They provide shelter from the fiercest storms because they've weathered more than one. Thank God for the elders. Thank God. Woo! For somebody that'll come up alongside you and say, hey, I've been there, but God's going to be faithful. I've been where you're at and where you're going through, but it's going to be all right. You don't realize what that can do for a young man or a young lady, what that can do for a young couple. Listen, elder, you don't realize what it means when you get around this altar with tears running down your face and you grab one of them around the neck. You don't know what it means. It's strength. I said it's strength for the young generation coming on. Amen. It feeds a fire within their soul. Amen. That God is going to visit us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's lessons to be learned from that elder generation. Amen. The strength, the stability, the dedication, the devotion, the commitment, the consistency. Oh, there's so many lessons to be learned. Just want to throw this in here. Read this not too long ago. You probably heard this. J. Wilbur Chapman said his dad was a poor man, a fisherman by trade. He did a lot of trot lining. One Sunday morning, they were on their way to church when a man stopped his dad and told him that he had just come from the river and he seen that his lines were full of fish. Mr. Chapman looked at him and said, sir, I'm on my way to church with my family. So they went on to church, endured the service, went through the service, came home, ate, rested, went back to church that night. Amen. Came home that evening, and J. Wilbur Chapman said, I remember sitting there with my dad waiting for midnight. He wasn't going to check those lines on Sunday. Hallelujah. 5 after midnight, they got up and headed to the river. You know what they found? All the lines were empty. Well, that shocks me. I was expecting to read all the lines were full. God had kept those fish there for them all day, you know? He said, J. Wilbur Chapman quoting, he said, all the lines were empty. We had lost all the fish. But I never forgot the lesson. There's nothing more important than church. He said, my dad didn't catch any fish that day, but he caught me. Hallelujah. Woo! He caught me. He taught me something of consistency. He taught me something of faithfulness. Brother, there ain't a million fish worth that. Amen. Getting in the blood of some young person, of some young couple. Amen. You know, they're looking on. They're watching you. They're watching your faithfulness. They're watching your consistency. You don't know what you're teaching them. And you don't know what they're going to become. You don't know the lives that they're going to reach. It was J. Wilbur Chapman. He was the one preaching in Chicago when Billy Sunday got saved. The influence of that father on that river that day, I said the influence was so much farther reaching than he ever imagined. There are some things that are so much more important in life. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. God's going to visit you. Hallelujah. Keep your priorities in check, young generation. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep your consistency, your devotion, your dedication. Keep those things that matter first and foremost. Amen. You see, many a dream has been whispered from the frail lips of a passing generation, only to fall on deaf ears of a younger generation that failed to embrace it and catch the vision. What happened if those surrounded Joseph's bedside that night when he looked at them and said, I'm dying and God's going to visit you? What would have happened if that had just fallen on deaf ears? Amen. It would have been a lot harder to go 400 years and hold on to faith. Come on now. 400 years of sorrow and tears and pain and slavery, servitude. All the crack of the whip and all of that. Amen. But I just wonder if there was not something within their hearts year after year. Amen. I remember what Uncle Joseph said. I remember what Grandpa Joseph said. I remember what he said. God's going to visit us. God's going to bring us out. God's going to give us revival. God's going to give us our own inheritance. Amen. Let's hold on to faith. Let's hold on to hope. Listen, don't ever stop dreaming. I said, don't ever stop dreaming. Somebody's life depends on it. Oh, I got to come to a close here. Somebody's life depends on it. Familiar verse of scripture in Joel chapter 2, and it shall come to pass. What did he say? That I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. I believe there's a connection there. I believe there's a reason. Amen. For everything, the way God just lines things up in His holy word, don't you? He said the old men are going to dream dreams, and the young men are going to see visions. I believe there's a connection there. It's because the old men are dreaming that the young men are catching a vision. It's because of an elder generation that don't let the dream die. That's why we have a group of young men that's catching the vision. A group of young men that's saying, it's worth paying the price. It's worth, amen, all the sacrifices that we have to make. Amen. They catch that vision because they see the dreams of those old men. They never stop dreaming. It's not a sleepy dream. It's not a slothful dream. Somebody sitting around in a lazy stupor. Amen. A place. No, that's not the dream he's talking about. It's a dream that gives birth to a vision in a young heart that says, hey, I can make it. Hey, God's going to visit us. Hey, the best is yet to come. I'd like to see a new vision of an old dream around this altar here tonight. Sweetheart, would you come to the piano? Get us a song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe God wants to help some elders here tonight. Now, there's something about the way he phrased that that I just can't get over, I guess. The conjunction that he brought those two sentences together. He said, I die. Woo! That's sobering. That's where it ended. Boy, we're in trouble. I'm dying. I'm fading off the scene. I'm not what I used to be. I can't do the things I used to do. And now listen. He goes into another sentence. He says, God is surely going to visit you. But even the way he ties those two sentences together, there's power in that. He didn't say, I die, but God's going to visit you. If he'd have said, but God's going to visit you, it has shown negative light upon this, that God's visiting you because I'm dying. I'm fading off the scene, so God's got to do something. He's got to come up with a plan B. Amen. And that's not what he's saying. Amen. He said, and God shall surely visit you. It was a positive conjunction, bringing those two sentences together. Now, here's where it is. Here's where many people live. Well, it's a hard day. It's a dark hour. America has gone so far. But God's going to help us. God's going to pull us out somehow. But I believe, come on, anybody ever heard anything like that? Amen. It's hard. But we're going to make it somehow. That's not what I hear from the lips of Joseph. He said it may be hard, and God's going to move anyway. It may be tough, and God's going to work anyway. Amen. I may be old, and I may be dying, and God's the same as he ever was. Woo! Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wonder, hey man, what kind of vision God's wanting to stir in the hearts of these young people. Without a vision, the people perish. We got to have the vision. But in order to have the vision, we got to have the dream. Somebody's got to keep dreaming. I just want to encourage somebody tonight. Don't give up. Don't look back on the past and say, the best is behind us. Don't look back at the history of this church and say, the best years were in the past. Woo! I thank God for the heritage around here. The history. Amen. All that God's done in the past. Amen. And this is in no way taking from that. It's building upon that. Amen. Without that foundation, we can never be where we are tonight. Without that foundation, without that sacrifice, without the tears and the blood and the sweat and the faithfulness, we would never be where we are tonight. Amen. But don't ever get caught looking back saying that was the best. If only we could go back. Amen. You're going to kill the vision of some young man. Amen. The elders, come on now. Amen. Joseph said, the best is yet to come. Amen. The best days are ahead. The best is out in front of us. Woo, anybody feel like that tonight? Thank God for what he's done. Thank God for what he's doing. But oh, thank God for what he's got planned to do. Thank God for the things that are in store. Thank God for the hope that's been given to us, because somebody said, no, the dream's not dead. There's still better things ahead. There's still more that can be accomplished. There's still more that we can do. Amen. There's still a greater visitation than we've ever known. Amen. Go get it. Hallelujah. I love to see these young folks get in. But even more so, I love to see that elder generation sticking them on, saying, go get them, boys. Amen. You can do it. You can make it. Hallelujah. God's going to be with you. Hallelujah. I want you to stand and raise your hand and praise God right here. Hey. This is just what I feel like doing right here at this altar. Come on, let's worship him right here for a moment. Oh, let's create a good atmosphere of worship. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Oh, thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do.
Woo!
Hallelujah. I'd like to make an altar for the elders tonight. Now listen, I'm not preaching at the elders. I'm preaching for the elders. I salute you. I thank God for you. If it wasn't for you, where would we be? If it wasn't for your faithfulness, if it wasn't for your dedication, you soldiers of the cross, you veterans for Christ, I said, I salute you. I thank God for you. I appreciate each and every one of you. Amen. I'd like to see the elders lead the charge around this altar. Maybe come and stand across the front. Then I'd like to see some young couples. I'd like to see some young adults. I'd like to see some young marrieds come in around the elders. Amen. And let them know. Amen. We're moving on. We're going forward. Is that all right? I said, is that all right? Come ahead, elders, first. Amen. Come on. Come line across the front here tonight. Woo! We thank God for each and every. You're saying, who's an elder? I know. I don't want to be put in that group. Listen, if you appreciate your McDonald's senior discount, you're probably an elder. Come on. If you're in that category and you look forward to that discount on that cup of coffee at McDonald's, come on now. Come on now. You say, I don't want to be called an elder. Okay, you're a veteran of the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. But come on. Amen. I'd like to see God pour strength where you can still bring forth fruit. Amen. In your aged years. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on down. Hallelujah. Thank God for the elders. Come on, young folks. Raise your hands right now. Let's thank God for the elders. Let's thank God for what He's done. And let's praise Him for what He's going to do. Come on, young folks. Come on, let's get in around the elders and pray for them tonight. Woo, let's have unity in this altar.
Be worth the journey hey. When I get there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that city,
oh, that city.
Will be so wonderful, oh,
so
to ride and fair.
Come on, it's going to be worth it all. Oh, that's it. Press in here. Pray for them. Come on, young folks. Come on, young couples. These elders pray for you every day. It's time. It's time to hold up their hands.